Good morning, everyone. This is Dr. Rose, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's Transformation Tuesday. So in the next 10 to 15 minutes, it's, as I said before, my desire to plant a seed within you and nourish you with some thoughts and perspectives that will hopefully cultivate that seed and help you get from where you are to where you want to be. As a life transformation coach, that's my biggest passion, helping people to bloom, helping them to live the life that they were truly intended to live. And something tells me that if you're joining me this morning on this call, you've made a decision already that you're ready to start living that life. You're ready to start living a life in full bloom. So as we wait for other callers, I hear them chiming in now. There's a question I want you to think about, and that question is, who are you? Ask yourself that question. Who am I? Last week's Transformation Tuesday, I shared with you guys that I wanted to focus this week's talk on rediscovering you, because that's such an important part of our fulfillment in life, rediscovering you. One of the things I want to share as a psychologist, I've been in practice now for 16 years, and the majority of people who come to me are not people with one foot off the ledge of a tall building wanting to end it all. They're not psychotic individuals who've lost reality. The majority of people who come to see me are people just like you and me, you know, living life every day, appearing to just maybe have it all together on the outside. But on the inside, the majority of people just have this nagging feeling that it has to be something more to life. There has to be something more. If you have that nagging feeling, then chances are it's because it's your spirit telling you there is. But one of the common themes I see with these individuals is the fact that oftentimes they've really lost touch with who they are. So getting back to the original question I asked you guys, who are you? Think about that question. And if you want to share something today, or you want to speak or answer that question for me, you're more than welcome to. All you have to do is push 5-star on your phone, and that'll notify me that you have a question or a comment, and I definitely welcome that. But getting back to that question of who are you, the majority of time that I ask this question to individuals, they'll answer that question with typically a title. You know, they'll say, I'm a mother, or they'll give me their job title. They may share information about, you know, where they are in life in regards to, you know, stages or age or what have you. But none of those responses, if you think about it, really get to the essence of who you are, who you are. And many of us early on in life have lost touch with the understanding of who we are. And oftentimes that happens because of circumstances, like maybe crises or traumas that really force you out of your true essence of who you are and force you into being something else because of maybe just pure survival or necessity. But it's so important for you to reconnect. Reconnect. That's why chapter one is called Rediscovering You in my book, Bloom, 7 Steps to Personal Transformation, because that's the most important step there is to living a life of fulfillment, is understanding who you are. There's a quote that says, he who knows others is learned, he who knows himself is wise. And as a psychologist, that even speaks to me. Because oftentimes, my colleagues included, we have to be careful. We spend so much time analyzing others, but oftentimes we neglect to look at ourselves and really examine ourselves, because that's where real wisdom comes in, the knowing of self. So I ask the question, who are you? Again, welcoming you guys. If you have questions, you can push 5-star on your phone, and it'll notify me that you have a question, and you can ask that question or if you have a comment. But oftentimes, as I mentioned before, there's a disconnect. There's a disconnect that happens, because when we're born, we are, you know, just really open and open to experiences to help us develop that understanding of who we are. But inevitably, the demands of life that are placed upon us by others, or, you know, requirements that we have, they really start to weaken that innate knowledge that we had about ourselves. So I want to share with you just a few minutes my own disconnect. As a young child, I was that free-spirited child, just full of, like most children, our curiosity and amazement about the world. And when I was born, this is a story I like to share when I go out and speak, the doctors actually told my parents that they had had a baby boy. And with two daughters already home, my father couldn't have been more happy. But, of course, that was an era, because when they brought me to them in the hospital room, they go, here's baby girl Moten. And my parents are like, no, we had a boy. And from how the story was told to me, they commenced to pulling off my diaper, and sure enough, they had a girl. And even though I was too young to understand that moment, I think there was something about the significance of maybe the disappointment my dad felt that day that encouraged me to become just this. I was a tomboy. I was, you know, I was a daddy's girl. And I did all the things that a son would do with him, and even better. We played catch together. Even when he formed a Cub Scout troop, I even unofficially joined that Cub Scout troop. I had my place of who I was solidified, so I thought. When I was 12, my father unexpectedly had a major stroke that pretty much wiped him out. You know, he couldn't walk any longer. He had dementia. And this man who had been, you know, my superhero and my protector and caregiver, I was now part of the team of caregivers that was sustaining him in life. And I really lost touch with myself during that time. For many years, from the age of 12 until honestly probably my early 30s, I took on a role that was not me. I took on this very caregiving, this very nurturing role, putting other needs first, just a sense of self-denial and unawareness, self-unawareness as well. And many of you, I guarantee, can relate to that. Even if your experience wasn't the same, an ill parent, many of you perhaps had to go into caregiving roles early on in life, or maybe you were told not to be who you were for whatever reasons. It didn't gel well with your caregivers or your parents' ideal of who you should be. I recently, a few years ago, had a friend, and she came to my house, and we discussed this, and I gave her, there's an evaluation in my book that really helps you understand the essence of who you are, and I gave her this evaluation, and when she got the results, you know, she just looked at me in amazement, and she said it was the first time she validated what she knew about herself, who she was, but she said she spent her entire life trying to hide that because her parents, her siblings, you know, family members told her she was, that was not, you know, who she should be. It was not who she should be. And how many of us have had our essence pretty much again stifled because it doesn't fit into the mold of who others want us to be. So this talk today is all about helping you to rediscover you, because it's time to reconnect with the true essence of your being that has always been present, but it's been laying dormant. It's been laying dormant. It doesn't matter if it was the first seconds, the first 10 years of your life, 20, 30, 40, 50 years or more of your life that the disconnect has occurred and remained. Because the time is now for us to peel away all those labels that have been attached to you. Maybe you were considered the smart one growing up, or the not-so-smart one, or the one who's going to be just like their mother or father, or the quiet one, or, you know, you're the caregiver. You take care of everyone else. All these labels that others have given us have really attached to us, and they stick on really tight, and it can, you know, almost like they've been put on with crazy glue, and it's impossible to get off, but it's not impossible, because a whole and happy life is yours, and it's imperative if you truly desire it. And part of that, again, is rediscovering who you are. So, again, getting to that question, who are you? How many of you are answering that question perhaps with a title as opposed to discussing the true essence of who you are? That's a hard question to answer. Even when I go out and do groups and ask that question, who are you? It sounds so simple, such a simple, straightforward question. But surprisingly, the difficulty that most people have in answering that question is evident. It's evident. So I want you to think about it. ponder that question because it's so important. Ask yourself, who were you? When was there a time? These are some questions you can ask yourself. When was there a time in your life that you felt completely connected to yourself? And again, that could have been in childhood. You may have to go that far back to remember that time, but you felt connected to yourself. You felt like you felt free because really living in the essence of who you really are gives you a sense of freedom, and it really removes barriers, and it allows you to really embrace a life that's full of so much possibility. I can't begin to tell you the floodgate of just blessings and opportunities and amazement that enters into your life when you make a commitment to connect to the true essence of who you are. You know, there's over 7 billion people in the world, and no two people, not even identical twins, share the same fingerprint. And what makes that so just meaningful is the fact that even with all the similarities we may have, we all are unique in our own way. We all were designed to be unique in our own way. And it's really about time for us to understand that and to embrace that. And I want to encourage you guys also to stop apologizing for being you. The number of clients that I've seen over the years who've spent so much time and energy either trying to change themselves to make others happy or apologize for being themselves, it's really robs them of the true beauty of life. And I want you, if you're one of those people that, you know, fit into that category, the time is now to stop apologizing for being you, to really embrace the essence of who you are. I mentioned earlier that there is a quiz or assessment, because a quiz would imply that there's right or wrong answers, but there's an assessment that I have. And if you go to my website and join my mailing list, I can send you that assessment. And it's a quick 5-minute assessment. And it really gives you a breakdown of who you are, personality-wise, the uniqueness of you. And it's really so just meaningful when I give this assessment to individuals because, as I said before, it connects you back to who you are. It validates what you already know about yourself, and it helps you to understand your perspective on the world and that you don't have a wrong perspective. There's no right or wrong into the true essence of who you are. So stop apologizing for that. In the effort to even rediscover you, which is going to, I guarantee you, make your life more fulfilling, I want to encourage you all also to stop spending so much time trying to rediscover everyone else. And what I mean by that is stop trying to make others change or figure out others. We spend so much time, unnecessary time, in having conversations to analyze others or to point out what others are doing wrong. But one of the things and beauties of rediscovering you is understanding that everyone has a right to be who they are. And when you release that need to stop trying to change others to make you feel better, then you can put that energy into really connecting and being whole in your true essence. And there's no better feeling than that. So give it some thought. I want you, again, think about that question. Who are you? Stop apologizing for being yourself. Stop trying to make others change. And think about a time in your life that you felt connected and make a commitment to make this connectedness your default setting, to connect back with that time. And if you can't think about a time, I want you, it's time now to create that time, to redesign you perhaps. Please, as you ponder these things and think about them, I encourage you to send me comments or questions via my email at drrosemolton@gmail.com. Send me any questions you have, comments with this, and this is, I can share it maybe in future calls coming up or answer it directly to you. Join my mailing list at www.drrosemolton.com, and by joining, you'll automatically receive chapter 1 of my latest book, which really just talks about rediscovering you and breaks it down. And you can also, as I mentioned, if you email me, receive that assessment that I discussed with you that you can take to give yourself a better perspective. And take advantage of that, because I have corporations bringing me in and paying big bucks for that assessment, and I want to offer it to you guys for free. And for a limited time also, my latest book, Bloom 7 Steps to Personal Transformation, is available for a special price, which will include weekly motivational text messages with a purchase. Join me next week. I'm going to actually be out of the country next week, but I'm going to still call you guys because I made a commitment that I want to spend my first, the beginning part of Tuesday with you guys, and it doesn't matter where I am in the world. If it can be done, I'm going to do it. So I'll be calling you guys from Aruba, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm hoping I can videotape it and share it on my social media sites as well so you guys can see the beautiful sights in the ocean. But in closing, I would like to thank you all for honoring me with your time this morning. Trust me, I am truly and genuinely honored to be able to just spend this time with you and to help fortify you before you start your day, because there's nothing I'm more purposeful or passionate about in life than planting the seeds of possibility in the minds of others. Now, I encourage you all to get out there and let these seeds of rediscovering you take root and start living your life in full bloom. Thank you, guys. Have an amazing Tuesday.